Hello there. My name is Yebisi, and you're listening to Tech Empowered, a podcast brought to you by Tech for Dev. Tech Empowered is about the story of how technology is changing the lives of young people in Africa and across the world. These are real stories from real people who have all been tech empowered. Anytime you wake up is your morning. That's an African proverb, which roughly translates into the fact that you can reinvent yourself at any point in your life. Whether you're starting fresh, pivoting, or finding your way in an unfamiliar space, when you come to the realization that you need to make a change, you can. Today's guest is proof of that. He started his product design journey through Tech for Dev's Digital Skills for the Workplace DSFW program in 2020. Right on the heels of the global pandemic that practically shut down everything. DSFW was an 8-week training that introduced him to product design. What began as a learning experience soon turned into a passion, and today he's building a successful career in the field. But without giving too much away, let us hear from him directly. Mohammed will share his story of how he started his journey, the lessons he learned, and how he turned a single opportunity into a thriving career. So grab a cup of tea or your favorite drink and let's dive in. Hi, Mohammed. Thank you so much for joining us on this podcast. How are you doing?
Hi, Emisi. Thank you very much for having me. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Yes, I am. Thank you so much. Okay, so let's start from the top, right? Can you briefly introduce yourself? Who is Mohammed? Where did you grow up? What do you like to do? You know, what makes you tick?
All right. My name is Mohammed Ajibola Amida. And I'm a product designer. I basically able to do anything what has to do with creativity and fitness, basically. I enjoy being in the gym when I'm not working, and I also love to connect with people with familiar interests or similar interests, rather. And where I'm from, I was born in Lagos. My state of origin is Osun State, Edeno, to be precise. I'm Yoruba by tribe. Yeah, I have been in the industry for 4 years now, and it's been, you know, an interesting journey for me since I started my journey from Tech for Dev back in 2020. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mohammed, for sharing that. Okay, so you studied actuarial science. What inspired you to transition into tech? And why product design?
I studied actuarial science in University of Lagos. Right from while I was like still in school, I wasn't particularly, you know, connected to the profession, which was basically my reason for switching from that field. You know, I've had like a very, you know, deep passion for design. So not particularly product design. So it was an interesting one whereby I was more of the person that loved to experiment when it comes to creativity. So when it comes to coming up with creative ideas in terms of graphics, and also, you know, putting images and graphic elements together to tell a story, like, I was always inspired by visual, right? And I was fortunate enough to come across the Tech for Dev program, which I tried my luck by applying. And fortunately for me, I was part of the lucky individuals that was chosen to be part of the program back in 2020. And that was the start of my career as a product designer. So basically, the main, should I say, reason for the change was basically like, I mean, I really just wanted to do something that I felt resonated more with me, something I felt more connected to, and, you know, building a meaningful life out of it, basically.
Okay, Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. So I still want to take you back a bit. So can you tell me where you were before joining the DSFW program? So, I mean, it was during the pandemic. You know, what were you doing at that time? Did it affect your job? Or, you know, so just give me like a bit of backstory before joining the DSFW program. Yeah.
So at that point, I was basically just out of school. You know, a fresh graduate just trying to navigate through life outside uni. And I wasn't doing anything in particular, so I was trying to brush up my skills in terms of design. So I was more drawn to graphics design, you know, because graphics has to do, you know, the side of design where you can actually, in my own words, you can actually create something from scratch without particularly building on something already existing. So, I mean, it gives you that freedom to actually like piece together elements to tell a story, basically. So I was more like inclined to graphics design, right? But then I was trying to brush up SQ along graphic design, and you know, yeah, that was what I was up to at that moment.
So you were looking for, you know, what to do to like validate the skills that you had and also build up on those skills. So how was the program for you joining DSFW? What was that experience like?
So the program was one that I really enjoyed, right? It was a very interesting experience, to be honest. Because first I got to, which is the primary goal, I got exposed to a new, so I really didn't know about product design, that okay, I could actually build mobile apps and all of those things, right? I got exposed to that side of design, you know, which is more tech inclined. So the first thing that I got exposed to, so I basically was intrigued by that at first, you know, getting to see, you know, that okay, you can actually design mobile applications, you can design a website for companies. And they can also, like, you know, lead the you know, the design direction of this company, right? And so the first thing I would like to just highlight is, first, I was intrigued by the idea behind the program, right? And also the second thing would be the type of network I was able to build while I was being trained, right? So I was able to connect with facilitators and also my fellow beneficiaries during the course of that program. The program helped me to, you know, network. Like I'm more like someone that doesn't really like, I'm more of an introvert. So the program helped me to build my social skill in, you know, relating with people out of my comfort zone. Also helped me with my teamwork skill, right? So I was able to like work alongside fellow beneficiaries to work on projects during the course of the program. So the program was a very impactful one. One thing that also stood out was we got paid for learning at that point in time, right? Basically, we're opportunity to, you know, receive stipends for coming around, basically to encourage us to, you know, keep going as you know, regardless of what was happening in the country at that moment in time. But I really like, should I say, that really stood out for me. Really stood out for me because I didn't see it coming. I didn't see it coming, of course. So yeah, the network, the skill that I was learning, and also, you know, the benefits that came along with it.
Yeah, thank you so much. So that DSFW program was actually in partnership with GIZ. So shout out to GIZ for, you know, partnering with us on the DSFW program. And like Mohammed said, you know, they received stipends, you know, from GIZ and of course Launch, so that it could, you know, help support them to keep coming for the program and then, right? And that was actually good. And then there was an internship after the program ended. right, where they had an opportunity to also learn hands-on experience. Yeah, which also, you know, added to the experience of the program in general. Okay, so many people struggle with imposter syndrome when starting out. I mean, you didn't know anything about product design and then you were just learning for this first time. Did you ever feel that way? If so, how did you deal with it?
Okay, so 100% imposter syndrome, definitely, like 13, right? And I've come to realize at the stage of the career that I'm at right now, I've come to realize that it keeps going as you grow, right? It keeps, you know, it's still with you as you go in your career, but it now, like, depends on how you manage it. So why I'm saying this is, when at the beginner, it's in your face. And imposter syndrome is basically, it's basically like one, you know, huge, what's it called, wall between you and the next phase of your career. How I would navigate that was being the type of designer that made sure that I kept on practicing. So design is like math. When you leave it for a day, leave it for a month. If you leave it for 2 days, it leaves you for 2 months. So the way I was able to like navigate the imposter syndrome as at that time was more of, I kept, you know, practicing my skill, building my skill, you know, basically immersing myself in the world of design. Is it articles that I lay my hands on? I read through them to basically inform myself about the trends. Whenever I am free, I go to YouTube to learn some things that might be unclear to me. So the battle of imposter syndrome, conquering it comes from, should I say, the confidence you have in your skill. So the more confident you are in what you have to offer, the what's it called, the more you tend to overcome that syndrome at that particular phase of your career. So I built that confidence by basically practicing more and also building my skill. It's through YouTube videos, practicing by, you know, going to Figma to design real stuff, solving real problems and putting myself out there, right? And one thing putting myself out there also did for me, I was able to receive constructive feedback from both the community, right? Because there was a community after we were done with the program. So I was able to like share with my fellow, you know, beneficiaries then. And everyone could actually like give their own input on, oh, this is what you did, this is what you did, and all of that. So that was what helped me go and also get past my imposter syndrome. And I am still building on that, of course, because the more you grow, the more, I don't know, basically it keeps following you around, but you just have to keep building your skill and build your confidence, basically.
Thank you so much. And I like what you said about, you know, how to combat imposter syndrome, right? Just building your knowledge and allowing that to help you build your confidence in your skill. That's very true. Because most times why imposter syndrome comes up is because you feel like, oh, I'm probably not good enough, or I don't know what I'm talking about, and they're going to find out that I don't know anything. But if that's an issue, then building your skills and allowing that to fuel your confidence would actually help combat that. So that's very, very insightful. Thank you so much for sharing that, Muhammad. Okay, so have you ever found yourself in a position where you had to teach someone, whether formally as an instructor or just guiding someone new to design? What was that like for you?
Okay, so this part of the question is actually very interesting. And what I said so is, I happened to like, I came back to give back to where I learned from, basically. Right, so as a beneficiary from Tech for Ed, while I was, you know, still building my skill, trying to, you know, get ahead of my career, trying to be that guy, right, I was able to come across my trainer, my custom data back when I was at Tech for Ed. They reached out, you know, if I was available to take on facilitating the common program, right? So we had, you know, in extensive conversation around how where my skill was at the time. And then he realized that, okay, I've gone further in terms of, you know, outside of what we were taught, right? You know, trying to build my skill. And then he referred me for the position, and I got to, you know, sit in an interview with you know, representatives from Tech for Dev, and I got the offer to actually become a facilitator. And this was, I'm not really sure about the year, right? So I think I'll just keep that out. So I basically joined Tech for Dev as a facilitator, and that gave me the, let's say, it gave me more confidence, I would say, because you really can't dish out what you don't know, right? So I got to realize that I actually am good at this, and I basically have got into that phase of my career whereby I can actually start pouring back into the community. And it has been a very good experience for me. So aside Tech for Dev, I was also doing that outside of the facilitating the Tech for Dev bootcamp. Right, I was able to, you know, just take up side gigs of, you know, facilitating UI UX design trainings, right? But the one with Tech for Dev in particular was a very beautiful one, because I like the mode of operation in general, the way we get to interact with the beneficiaries, the way we walk them through each phase of the bootcamp, right? From the training phase to the project phase to then graduating. So it was like we were with them along to, like, all the way down through the journey, basically. So we it's kind of made me feel, you know, when you someone feels your first hand impact, right? It's something beautiful to see, because that way you really know that, okay, you are actually pouring back into someone, and they are open to receiving it as well. So one thing I always do when I was training was basically making sure that I'm not just communicating. So communication is definitely not complete until it's being received on the other end, right? So I basically make sure that whatever it is I'm turning out is being received by them and being digested. So the proof of that was evident in whenever they are told to jump into the project phase and they perform excellently well. Sometimes when we are even grading them, we tend to see their presentations and, wow, I'm like, this is beautiful, because some of them take that time to actually practice outside of whatever it is we're training them for. And then it's evident in what they basically execute at the project phase, right? Because you see some of them, their work doesn't look like someone that got training under 3 weeks, right? So I basically, it's made me, you know, basically feel good about, you know, being able to impact lives, basically. Yeah,
I mean, and I can attest to that, right? I've seen, like, projects built by, you know, beneficiaries that went through, like, the 3 weeks bootcamp, and I'm just astounded at the quality of the work they bring out. And it's thanks to people like you, right, who take the opportunity to actually pour into the next generation of people coming into tech, right? And it also just helps me understand that regardless of your level of experience, there's always something that you can teach. There's always a way you can give back, right? And that giving back just helps you also build your confidence, and then ensures that you will decide. It just keeps the cycle moving, right? It's not just you take, but you take and you give. And that's the way we can actually move forward. So yeah, thank you so much for doing that and for contributing in that way. So looking back, how has this journey changed your life?
Okay, so I would like to jump back to something I mentioned earlier at the beginning. So I told you I'm someone who loves creative freedom, right? So when it comes to product design in particular, I find myself in positions where, you know, there are certain principles that we have to follow when it comes to product design in particular. Like, okay, the mobile application needs to function this way, and your designs need to appear in certain ways as well that you need to follow. So this, in some cases, right, I mean, there is always like the not so rosy start to think. So that this would bring me to basically touch upon that. So the not so rosy side to me being on the product design field would be like the creative expression, right? So what I'm saying this is, whenever I as a person wants to like be so innovative in terms of my approach to mobile application designs or website experiences, it tends to not like fit into the pattern of product design as a whole. So you just have to come down to that level where, okay, this is what users are used to, and this is how you should approach what they are with, because you don't want to mess up their experience while they are interacting with this product, right? So it's basically now made me say, okay, if I can't achieve this with product design, which I'll still keep doing, right? I mean, still keep building beautiful products that users actually can achieve great results with, then I decided to come up with my own like creative studio. So this creative studio now is influenced by the fact that I want to do something outside of product design, right? Whereby I want to actually be in the realm of entertainment that actually embraces my creative freedom, right? So the fields that actually now embrace my own creative freedom when it comes to like my approach to other sides of design aside product design, right? So I want to bring all of those together under a single umbrella so I can still steer the industry while still doing product design. So this way I can build beautiful products and also have an impact in other industries that are not so, like say, following a pattern whereby, okay, a pre-existing pattern whereby you can't really go out of, right? And the reason for doing this is basically to do something I still love while earning, of course. So that's one side to how product design has actually influenced me to, you know, branch out to other things that I really feel connected to. And in terms of my life in general, I mean, I would say I'm basically in a more a position whereby my life is, it gives more meaning to my life, honestly, because it's more like a reflection of your imagination. So I think that's my own like definition to creativity, right? So I think it kind of blends with design as a whole. So design as a career, right, that's one thing, but creativity is a way of expression for me, so I tend to use that in my career, and it's really what makes life make more sense, to be honest. So yeah, in terms of my life, it makes life more fulfilling for me, and it makes me, you know, what's that saying, living life doing what you love, right? So that's what it's like for me, of course, right? And one thing that I would like to put out there, it helps you to put your best foot forward, right? So in most cases, some people want to get into tech, but then they don't know what really connects with them, and it makes them end up doing something that keeps them burnt out, right? Which is not so good, because once you find yourself in a job that really keeps you burnt out, to be honest, you would not be at your best, you'll not bring your best game to the table. But once you can find that source whereby, okay, this is what really works for me, and then this is the field in tech that actually resonates more with what it is that I love, right? I mean, that's the best match, right? So that's the story for me. Design, product design, kind of resonates with my own outlook on creativity and design, right? And it makes me to put my best foot forward and also approach it in a very unique way. And in terms of finances or building my skill as well, it has been, you know, I've really like seen myself graduate from particular earning brackets to the next, and basically, you know, be able to attract opportunities rather than, so basically this has to do with me positioning myself, of course, right? So then one thing to learn the skill, and another thing to actually position yourself for opportunity that will lead you into your next phase of your career, of course. So yeah, product design has also given me the opportunity to work on the real-time projects or products that is being used by, you know, the people in the country. I find myself, of course, in Nigeria. So that is something I'm really proud of, right? So I've gotten the opportunity to... So the beautiful thing about working in IT consulting firms is basically you tend to work on not niche-specific products, right? So you're not really focusing only on fintech, you're not really focusing on just agri-tech, you're not really focusing on just insurtech. You are working across board, so basically you can literally boast of having experience in all of these industries, right? And it allows you to be, I would say, a global champion, honestly, because it's not an easy fit to basically get. So yeah, of course. So that's something product design has helped me to achieve in terms of my career. So, and I mean, it's the best feeling.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Mohammed. I mean, you already sort of like touched on my last question, but I would just like you to just, you know, hammer on that a little bit more. So that's pretty much like an advice that you would give to someone who is considering starting a tech career but feels unsure about where to start. What advice would you give that person?
Okay, one thing I'll first say is they should look inward. The answer is within, honestly, right? So forget the noise around you for a minute. Do not follow the crowd. Try as much as possible to carry out a self-assessment. Assess yourself. What's that thing that really makes you feel alive, right? There is a way you would find your tribe in tech. It's one solid stock. You find your own people, you find your own stock, right? And that only comes from you knowing you and what really packs, should I say, you to basically put yourself out there and also put your best foot forward. So why I'm saying this is, you can't really be on your best game when you're being forced to do it, right? You can't really be on your best, you can't really put the best effort out until it's really something that you want to do for yourself, right? So what I would say is just make sure you do not just avoid following the crowd. Make sure you assess yourself. What is that thing that you really feel connected to? I mean, you can have a list of tech, fields that you have been exposed to, right? Have a list of them. And then on the other side, have a list of your own interest as a person, right? Basically, there's definitely always an hierarchy to all this thing. So your own interest, which is that one that actually strikes as, okay, the champion, the top of the list, that's what you should go for. So basically, if you're someone that loves to manage people or loves to tell stories, right? I mean, you can, there's communications. Yeah, I think this communication specialist and all of these guys, right? They also are people that actually like need storytellers in their fields. If you are someone that loves to play with numbers, you're a data analyst out there. I mean, so it really boils down to your person. What is that thing that makes you you? And once you find out what's that thing that makes you you, right? You can now narrow it down to, okay, what tech field needs me. I mean, after you're done figuring out yourself, so you now figure out what tech skill or what tech field really needs your person, like you, that you already figured out. I don't know if that makes sense. So, but then, yeah, you that you already figured out, what's that tech field that needs your service, right? That needs you in the field, basically, right? Or that resonates more with what you discovered about yourself. And that's how you can basically get the best out of the tech industry.
Thank you so much, Mahamrat. Thank you for the insights that you have shared. Thank you for sharing your story with us. I mean, thank you. Thank you so much. And that brings us... Thank you. And that brings us to the end of today's episode. You know, if there's one thing Mahamrat's journey has taught us, it's that one decision, one opportunity can change everything, you know. From starting with no background in product design, taking an 8-week training, and now he's thriving in a career he once knew nothing about. And also, it has also expanded his worldview to realize other things that he's interested in and expanding into those things, right? So his story proves that growth begins the moment you take that first step. So maybe you're at the start of your own journey, or you're wondering if you're good enough, if it's too late to switch paths. Let this be your reminder to go for it. Like Mohammed said, I mean, figure out what it is that resonates with you and then find out what tech parts, you know, align with that and go for it. The tech space is filled with endless possibilities, and who knows, your next step could lead to a career you never saw coming. Thank you for listening to Tech Empowered, a podcast brought to you by Tech for Dev. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and join us next time for more inspiring stories of transformation through technology. Until then, I remain your humble host, YMC. Keep learning, keep growing, and stay empowered. Bye for now.